Taking a look at sports. Well, we'll start off with baseball yesterday. The Yankees managed to get a win, and every win now is a must-win, really, especially when you're playing the Orioles. Well, it took a two-run single in the ninth for the Yankees to beat the Orioles 4-3. But that was set up by, once again, they're starting to run, a double steal. And that gave them their third straight win. Now, at the same time, the A's, who are battling for the wild card position, held off the Royals 12-10. We take a look at the Rays themselves. They lost 6-3 to the Blue Jays. The Red Sox over the Mariners 9-4. Now, when you take a look at that American League East schedule and standing right now, Tampa Bay is in first place, 8 games ahead of the Yankees, 8 games ahead of Toronto, 8 games ahead of Boston. Toronto's going to win that division, there's no doubt about it. But the Yankees, Toronto, and Boston, basically, I do believe, are all tied in the wild card. Let's take a look at it here. The wild card right now has the Yankees and Toronto. Boston is, in theory, tied with them. But then Oakland is 3.5 games back, Seattle 4 games back, and Cleveland 10 games back. So that's the way that looks. Now, if you go back over and you take a look at the other scores, I want to bring in the Mets here. The Mets lost 11-4 yesterday. So they are sinking. Their season will be defined by the fact that they beat the Yankees in that final Subway Series. Other than that, when you look at the standings for the National League East, there's only one team from the National League East that's going, and that's going to be the team that wins it. Atlanta has a 3.5 game lead over Philadelphia, 5.5 game lead over the Mets, 15 game lead over Miami, and a 17 game lead over Washington. But once again, in the National League, when you go over to the wild card standings, in the National League, the Dodgers are the first wild card team. They're 17 games up on St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is in the final wild card slot right now. They are one game ahead of San Diego, a game and a half ahead of Cincinnati, 3 against ahead of Philadelphia, and 5 ahead of the Mets. So that's the way that looks. Doesn't look that good for any of the teams that we would... the Yankees and Boston... this is going to be a dogfight to the end. When they came up with this crazy wild card, and I don't like the wild card, but it was to spur more interest. Well, now you do. You have the Yankees, the Red Sox, Toronto, Oakland, Seattle, and the American League all vying for 2 slots. So I guess it does create excitement, even though it's bogus excitement. But it's doing what they want it to do. All right, it's doing what they want it to do, which is creating excitement. Oh well. Anyway, that is our check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.